Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this Season 1, Episode 6 edition of Inside Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, The Guru. And first off, I want to apologize for not being on the air for a couple of weeks, as we know real-life situations come up. Contrary to popular belief, fantasy football is not my job, even though some of the people in the league I play in would disagree with that. But I do have a full-time job, and we went back on overtime, so that took time away from doing the podcast, and everything is wrapping up with that, so we're back on schedule. And for the foreseeable future, I do not see anything coming back up. We'll be back at our normal time next week, this week at 11 p.m. on Wednesday nights, getting you ready for the upcoming 2018 fantasy football season. This week, we are going to be looking at our top five tight ends and kicker rankings. I do have that out on our website at gurusgotgame.wordpress.com. Feel free to go check that out. That was just put out not too long ago, maybe an hour and a half ago. It's fresh up on the website. Subscribe. You'll get an email notification when we do post an article. And the best thing about it, it is free. I do take calls on our show. Please, if you are calling in, do have your question for the topic that we are discussing tonight. In the future, we're going to have a smorgasbord or open phones where you can call and ask any questions. But tonight, if you was to call in or ask questions on the message board, do have it pertaining to the tight end and kicker positions. So we keep this within the 30-minute time frame of the call. Before we get into our top five tight end and kickers for your fantasy football league, I want to talk about some of the news over the past couple weeks while I've been away. And the top three stories is, first, I'll hit a signing as wide receiver. Brandon Marshall, formerly with the New York Giants, has signed with the Seattle Seahawks. So now that looks like it may put a damper on the value of Tyler Lockett. Brandon Marshall would probably fill the wide receiver 2 behind Doug Baldwin and knock Lockett down to wide receiver 3. We'll just have to keep our eye on this battle through training camp and preseason and see how it falls out. It could be by the week 4 in the preseason. Brandon Marshall might not be on the team, or Tyler Lockett might be traded. So it's something just to keep your eye on throughout the season. Another news coming at wide receiver in the slot position for the New England Patriots, Julian Edelman, has been suspended for the first 4 games of the 2018 season for using performance enhancing drugs. Nothing's being said. His doctor come out and said that he did not know that the substance was on the NFL's banned substance list. I don't know, but it does bring up a situation in Seattle where Julian Edelman was looking for a bounce back year from an injury last year. He's their slot receiver. And that's going to be a big security blanket loss for Tom Brady, as Rob Gronkowski and Edelman was his security blanket, his go-to guys. But it benefits Chris Hogan. It benefits Gronkowski because there's going to be more receptions for both them in the first four games. But it also benefits the signings of Jordan Matthews. You also have Philip Dorsett, Malcolm Mitchell, depends on how he returns from injury. Kenny Britt, depends on how he returns from injury. So we're just going to have to see how this plays out. But this could be Dorsett, Philip Dorsett's, I hate to use this word, break that he needed to establish a role with the New England Patriots at the expense of Julian Edelman. But you never know what's going to happen. Like I said, we know two primary beneficiaries of this is Chris Hogan and Rob Gronkowski. And the third and probably most important of the topics is tight end Los Angeles Chargers. Hunter Henry tore his ACL in OTAs. That is a big hit to the Chargers, as Hunter Henry was probably poised to have a breakout season. He was no longer behind Antonio Gates. He was going to be the tight end one for the Chargers. He was a top five tight end in my rankings up until he tore his ACL. So he goes from top five to not even ranked at all. Unfortunately, bad break for Hunter Hensley. Pardon the pun there. Hunter Henry, I was expecting to have a breakout year this year. Security blanket for Philip Rivers. Who does it benefit there? Well, the only tight end on the roster right now is Virgil Green for the Chargers, I believe. Yeah, Virgil Green. We'll just have to wait and see, folks. There is talk that they may in discussion as of today with Antonio Gates and tight end that was former Julius Thomas, Denver Bronco, and Jacksonville Jaguar. Of the two, I prefer Antonio Gates. It's just going to be a wait and see, folks. Just see how this battle plays out. But if it was either one of them two, honestly, I'd stay away from either one of them come fantasy season. Maybe a plug and play, a streaming tight end if the matchup is good. But at all purpose, I'd stay away from either one of them. So we're going to jump into our top five tight end rankings. Again, if you have a question, call-in number is area code 929-477-1273. Please do call in so we can keep it within a context of 30-minute show. Please keep your question to our topic of the tight ends and kickers. First off, come in at number five on our tight end ranking. That would be Carolina Panthers' own Greg Olsen. Olsen last year is coming off playing in seven games because of a foot injury. where he had a career low 191 yards. Excuse me. One, two, three, four, five, six. But I missed totally looked at. He had not a good season at all. Come to playoff game, was his second best game of the season, New Orleans. He had 8 receptions for 107 yards, 1 TD. His best game was against Green Bay. His third game back, 9 receptions, 116 yards, 1 touchdown. All indications coming out of OTAs and everything, he is back to 100%. He comes in at number 5 tight end for me on our rankings. So if you're in a league that puts a premium on tight ends, you cannot go wrong with these top 5. Greg Olsen, number 5 ranking. Coming in number 4, the sophomore year of Evan Graham, New York Giants. Evan Graham is one of 2 tight ends to come in to the NFL and have a game like he did. He had 722 yards. By the way, the other one was Jeremy Shockey. We know how he did. And his best game was at Oakland on December 3rd, where he had 7 receptions for 99 yards and 1 touchdown. He's a big body wide receiver. And all he had, 64, he was targeted 115 times. 64 receptions, 722 yards, 11 yards per .3 yards per reception. Can't go wrong with either one of them. Come in number 3, be Zach Ertz, tight end for the Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia Eagles. Last year, he had 110 targets, 74 receptions for 824 yards. 8 touchdowns, 11.1 yards per reception. His best game by far was against Chicago on the 26th of November. 10 receptions, 103 yards, 1 touchdown. If not anything, Zach Ertz is reliable week in, week out. He's going to give you anywhere from 5 to 10 receptions per game. Yardage is going to be good for a tight end. Every year he's a chance to be a 1,000-yard receiver. We know Philadelphia is not going to go away from him. He is one of the cogs for Carson Wentz. Wentz is looking good. Ball reports coming out of Philly on his knee injury. Just like Greg Olsen for Cam Newton, Zach Ertz is a security blanket for Carson Wentz. Coming in number 2 is Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. What did Travis Kelce do last year? 122 targets, 83 receptions, 1,038 yards, 12.5 yards per reception, 8 touchdowns. Travis Kelce is a beast. His best game was November the 19th against the Giants in a 12-9 game. He had 14 targets, 8 receptions, 109 yards. Oh, excuse me. His best game was at Washington on October the 2nd. 8 targets, 7 receptions, 111 yards, 15.9 yards per reception. Now, this year he is going to have a new quarterback throwing to him. Last year he had Alex Smith, who is now signed with the Washington Redskins. He's going to have Patrick Mahomes throwing to him, the gunslinger. So how's this going to affect him? I believe it's going to be a going to be good for Travis Kelce. You can still probably bank on him another 1,000 yards for him. Number 2 ranked tight end. Coming in, number 1 is Rob Gronkowski, New England Patriots. Definitely Tom Brady's security blanket. 105 targets, 69 receptions, 1,084, 15.7, 8 TDs. Now, he did miss a game for a suspension. His best game was against Pittsburgh, December the 17th, 13 targets, 9 receptions, 168 yards, 18.7. That was after they played Buffalo, 11-9, 147, 16.3. The best tight end in the game. If you have a chance to grab Gronkowski, if you're in a league that favors tight end, unlike my league, you can still pick tight end, but we have the tight end as a flex position along with you can put another wide receiver or running back in there. Honestly, since we've started that this past season, I don't draft a tight end. If I can't get one of the top 5, in my opinion, then I don't draft a tight end. I take that flex position. I put a wide receiver or running back. So, we're going to take a quick break and look at the kicker positions. So, folks, we'll be right back. And if you want to call in, the call-in number is 929-477-1273. We'll see you after this quick break. Welcome back, folks, and we're going to look at our kicker rankings, our top 5 kicker rankings. Coming in at number 5 is Jake Elliott, kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles, for the defending world champs. Jake Elliott had a solid season. He was 26 of 31 with his long of 61, 39 of 42 on extra points, on his field goals. He From 20, 29 yards, he made 5, 30 to 39, 4, 40 to 49, 12, and a field goal, the 50 or plus yards, he made 5. He scored 117 points last season. I had Jake, when I choose a kicker, I'll choose one up until the bye week, to their bye week, and if that kicker is not good anytime during that bye week, I'll drop and pick up another. Now comes the bye weeks. My kicker has bye week unless he is a phenomenal kicker. I'll do streaming kickers. I'll drop and choose every week depending on who is out there in the free agent market. You never can tell because I like keeping only one kicker on my roster all season long. I don't want to give two kickers on my roster. I free up that roster spot for another position because I play matchups when I play. Every week I look at the matchup, how this matchup, who's playing who and all this. But the only way I would carry two kickers if I have one of the top five kickers coming in at number 4, New Orleans Saints kicker Will Lutz. Will Lutz was 31 of 36 with a long of 53. He was 47 out of 50 on extra points. Field goals 20, 29 yards. He was 10. 30 to 39, he hit 4. From 40 to 49, he hit 10. And the 50-plus yard field goals, he had 4 of them for a total of 140 points. Coming in at number 3 is Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens. He's been with them for 7 seasons. He was 30 for 37 on field goals with a long of 57. He was perfect on his extra points, 39 of 39. On field goals from 20 to 29, he hit 7. 30 to 39, 11. 40 to 49, 11. 50 plus, he nailed 5 of them for 141 points. Coming in at number 2, Greg Zuerlein, kicker for the Los Angeles Rams. On field goals, he was 38 of 40 with a long of 56. On extra points, 44 of 46. 1 from 0 to 19. 20 to 29, he had 8. 30 to 39, 11. 40 of 49, he had 12, and a 50-plus, he had 6 for 158. Greg Zuerlein has a leg on him. This guy can kick. Got a chance to grab him, you grab him. Or you grab any of these 5 on your list. But don't also listen to me. Go do your research. That's the best way. Take a consensus of trusted sources that you like. That's how you make your draft board, how you become successful in fantasy football. Do your research. Do your research. I know everybody's running who the number 1 kicker is, and that is Steven Gostkowski. Man, I was working on this name beforehand. Steven Gostkowski, the kicker of New England Patriots. 37 of 40 on his field goal attempts with a long of 62. Young has got a leg on him. 45 of 47 on his extra points. 20 from 29 yards, he made 16. 30 of 39, he made 9. From 40 to 49, he made 8. A 50-plus, he made 4 with 156 points. That's my number 1 kicker. You can see the list on our website at guruscottgame.wordpress.com. Now let's look. On our chat board, we do have a couple of questions I'll try to get to real quick. The first one is, I am in a keeper league, and I'm looking at drafting one of the two rookies, Hayden Hurst, Baltimore Ravens, or Miami Dolphins, Mike Gesicki. Which one would you choose if you had a choice? Right now, I'll be honest, with your question, I'm not sure. Do you mean you already have a kick or tight end on your list and you want to add the rookie with them, you know, in a dynasty league or what? I'm presuming you're already going to have a tight end on your keep. And if you can keep two tight ends and put Hayden Hurst or Gesicki and give them a little more season, you block them in your roster, you'll have a tight end for the future. But that depends on how they all pan out. I like Hurst. I like what he did at South Carolina. Gesicki, they lined him up at running back, having him go out for routes. They use him all over the place. I don't know how he's going to adjust to the NFL game, so we'll just have to wait and see. But of the two, I would choose Hurst. And the second question right here from one of our listeners. They're asking, of the tight ends, which three would you choose if your league was solid on the tight end position? And is asking a later round, the top five's already off the board. I'll be honest, of the three names that you asked, I would go with neither of the three, to be honest with you. I would dig deep tight end, and really, I'm going to throw a name out there for you, and this would be if I was looking at a tight end. I expect him to have a bounce back season. That's going to be for a later show, but that would be Tyler Eifert out of Cincinnati. So there you go. We're in our last minute of the show. We will be back next Wednesday at 11 p.m. We'll be looking at team defenses, rankings for team defenses. Check out our website, gurusgotgame.wordpress.com. We will see you next week, folks. Have a good evening.